With Jared Ficklin. We share, I think, the Guinness World Record for the shortest live stream interview known to humanity.
Yes, we did, didn't we? I think they timed that out at about 35 seconds to a minute there.
We were both kind of a little bit late. You across town. You're local, aren't you, as well?
Yeah, no, actually, you're staying right where I live, 3 miles north of downtown.
And how long have you lived there?
I've lived in Austin since 2000, so I'm a recent transplant. I wasn't born in Texas, but I got here as soon as I could. And really, it was the digital technology boom in Texas that brought me here, and the live music scene. I was in a band.
And what's your role been here at South by Southwest?
Well, I'm a principal technologist at Frog Design, and one of my little side jobs is to architect the Frog Party, which is the interactive opening party that we've been doing for 15 years. Since the festival started. The first year we did it with 50 people, and this year we just broke all records and we had over 5,000 people at the party.
Now, I wasn't sure if I could anticipate the numbers, and I just knew it was going to be a big party, and that's why I didn't go. Now I'm massively regretting it because everybody's talking about how much space there was and how well it was done and how much there was to interact with. What did I miss?
Oh, first of all, don't worry about it. You're in good company. A lot of people missed it because someone spread the rumor that the Foo Fighters were playing, but that's not our gig at all. What we do is, like, we're designers, and we work with a lot of large companies and small companies, and it's good work, but we have this side that's, like, where we want to play with technology. So every year we try to just play with technology and put a lot of interactive art and interactive installations on display. So it's kind of like our tongue-in-cheek commentary on the state of innovation right now, and in a very playful manner. And so this year we took up the Kinect hack meme, and we made a bunch of Kinect hacks, and we had these stages set up, and some of them were silly and some of them were fun, and some of them were just 8-bit video games interpreted through time of flight cameras. But then we also I built a 40 by 40 foot life-size step sequencer in one room. So it was a crowd-scaled music instrument. It was a bunch of 2-foot by 2-foot platforms with sensors in them. And if you stood on it when the beat came to you, which you saw through blinking LED lights, then your sample triggered. So the whole room, it was people stepping on and off of platforms making, well, music or noise. But I'm a big believer that to know pretty, you must know ugly.
It does sound incredible. Sounds fantastic. How do you think that this year's South By is different to all the other ones you've been to before?
It's similar and different, but we've had an explosive growth spurt this year. It's unbelievable. And from the inside, I know that everyone has been dealing with just the logistics of that. Interactive is now bigger than music, and music is twice as old. It was the first festival, and music was all about breaking new bands, and interactive is all about breaking new technology. And it seems right now, I don't know if there's a lot of people who need jobs, or there's just a lot more interest in the festival. They picked a great year because the weather is great, and so far I've been having a blast. So there definitely feels like more people are just here to be social and meet each other and find the next big technology. And maybe it's just because collectively, or the collective subconscious or the quantum subconscious of everyone is feeling that there is about to be a shift, a break in technology. And if that's going to happen, this is the place to be to see it.
Is it not just desperate hope, though? How long have you been waiting for something big, massive? I mean, what are you putting your money on?
I actually think this time of flight thing, that the next big sea change as we move towards the singularity is going to be the advancement in input and output. If you think of the computer metaphor as just processing input and output, the display, the keyboard, the CPU, we're now moving into the new territories. Processing has gone so far that we don't even ask about CPUs even anymore, maybe in our cell phones, but even that's drifting by. Display is very mature. But could go further. I think transparent displays and projection are going to pick up greatly, but it's the input side that's falling behind. And recently it's made a growth spurt with the finally the adoption of multi-touch technology. And I think now it's going to go above the glass to the ability to do gestures and these time of flight cameras, the ones that measure light going out and coming back and can establish not that there's an item there, but how far it is down to the millimeter, are going to suddenly create this explosion. I think it'll happen in the next 2 or 5 years. And what it's going to be is you're going to be able to interface with technology like a conversation. When you're talking to someone, you gesture to them. Those gestures give them all kinds of information on a very personal level. At a very simple explanation, that would be if you're in a room at a party and you want to get someone's attention, you talk to them, but you also tend to motion your hand out to them. Or if you're talking about something to someone, you're looking at them, but you gesture towards that item. We have the algorithm that power for computers to understand that, and these input systems are going to allow them to understand it. So now we're going to be able to have conversations with pieces of technology. And that'll now just create a certain amount of ubiquity, because right now you have to have a good interface output in order to consider yourself in a computing situation. So you don't tend to have them with a 50-inch plasma, for instance. But that's going to change, and pretty soon you're just going to be, you know, and it's going to be very fun. It's going to be very Star Trek-y. It's going to be very, like, you know, slideshow on the wall, computer, slideshow, well, wall.
We could project a rotating 3D image of that guy slipping fan belt and show him exactly how to fix it.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes the best interactivity comes from the lowest technology.
Definitely fascinating. So the whole collection of non-verbal communication cues being kind of linked towards, I don't know, what would we call it? Non-tactile communicate. What is all of this gesture-based?
Okay, so I'm trying to coin a term for it. That's a difficult thing to do, right? Why give yourself...
We have to label it, like everybody... If you can't label it, how can they have a panel on it next year and then get a couple of, you know, more elaborate words to sex it up a bit, and it's in.
As a designer, yeah, exactly, totally. And as a Taurus, I have to do this, bringing rational thought to the universe. But I call it interaction choreography. That's the design term for it.
Interaction choreography.
And so, yeah, it's a notion that your movement is going to have a little more purpose in the future, and that purpose is going to transmit information. And we'll try, like everything else, to get it as natural as possible, and then there'll be a second branch of it, the Dvorak branch, right? You know, like, where actually we make it as complex as possible. That vision has already been laid out for people in the movie Minority Report. That's the complex vision, but a lot of... That's what I call a virtuoso UI. A lot of people are not going to be able to pick up that skill, so... The sea change on the other side will be like more natural interactions or more simplistic ones.
Virtuoso UI. I sat next to a lady. I was a little bit intoxicated by some exceptionally expensive and tasty wine at a conference called Thinking Digital, and she actually designed that computer for the Minority Report.
It's a fantastic thing, first of all. I'm definitely not knocking it.
We've seen how that's been adopted. We thought it was science fiction when it was on telly, but it wasn't at all.
And actually, now that the Kinect hacks are up, people are operating it, and I think just
and
like
hacking
the,
away
completely. And I mean, there's a guy at MIT that took that whole thing up, and but I think just like the movie proposes, that you'll have operators of that thing. People are willing to put in the work to understand.
They were wearing gloves, though. Big folk. I mean,
oh yeah, there won't be any gloves. There cannot be any gloves, right? Or maybe there need to be gloves so we know who the operators are.
I saw a guy using the iPad with gloves the other day. I thought he really wants to keep that shiny.
Yeah, and we're in Austin, right? It's like 80 degrees right now. We never wear gloves. We just say it's cold and don't go outside. But to finish that thread, I guess, and then we can move on to step sequencers, and I have three good stories from the party. To make this next transition, we need the UI that Dame Judi Dench can use, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so I always compared Minority Report to, like, the UIs in the most recent Bond films, right? Dame Judi Dench is using that UI. It's a lot more simplistic. It's not quite as powerful as the one Tom Cruise is using, but she doesn't have to look... You cannot make Dame Judi Dench stick her hands in the air and look silly. She has to be able to look classy while doing it.
The royal UI.
The royal UI. And we all refer to ourselves as royalty here in the U.S., so... It's a privilege we have, I guess. I don't know. But no, it's more of an embarrassment factor, right? Like, there's certain people that... It's why your grandpa still uses an analog radio and won't pick up an iPad, right? Because he doesn't want to feel embarrassed using the technology. So we got to bridge that gap. Anyways, that's too much talk about that. I've had a lot of caffeine here. So I want to go back to the party that you missed and tell you three great moments you missed. One, someone spread a rumor that the Foo Fighters were playing. Not true, but it really helped the line. I think people would have come anyways. Two, we had this game called Winning. The meme is now, so we had to use it. Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
But it was based on Hot or Not. And it uses technology from Megaphone Labs that allows you to just dial in with your cell phone to a bridge, and then they listen to all the beeps and bloops that the phone is making, and they transmit it into data and give it back to us. So it's like a low-tech solution for high interactivity. You just, anyone with a phone, can no provisioning software or anything, just call up and go play. So we used it to put pairings of things up, and our categories were pop divas and pop dictators, endangered species, and technology. So we had these runoffs of like Bieber versus Mubarak, right? And so at one point, the Palm Prix came up, and Britney Spears came up, and the people were voting, and Britney Spears won, and this guy yells, "Come on, people! Britney Spears? Really?" It was so
terrible. Which gets screamed 1,000 times behind monitors across the world every second, I think.
He was really into that moment that, you know, people at South by Southwest Interactive at the Frog Party should be more sophisticated than to choose Britney Spears. But we have the whole data log file from the whole night, and I can't wait to comb through that and do a little like data mining visualization or info porn or something to try and explain why Britney Spears was so successful.
I was at a couple of parties, and maybe I can answer that.
Yes, there could be a couple of reasons, but also there's the T-shirt in this whole experience. I'm the Bieber versus Lemur. They had to come up a few times. I wasn't there when they did. I'm really curious to see how this goes down. Cute, wide-eyed, endangered species from Madagascar, or a cute, wide-eyed pop singer from Canada. That's a runoff right there, yeah, man. That's better than the NBA Finals, I think.
This is gonna go on way after the festival. Obviously, these memes continuing. You're probably already thinking about the next one, aren't you? And what you're gonna start designing?
Till tomorrow. Tomorrow. Right now, to me, since it's so fresh.
Yeah.
Next year's party is going to be a keg, a single keg in the middle of a field,
yeah,
and a girl, and we're just gonna open the gate, and whoever gets there first. There's a few better concepts than that I've wanted to do. But really, we wait until later in the year. We all get together because we want to play with where the innovation cycle is. Yeah. And so if we started planning it now, we'd be wasting our time.
Yeah, I guess, because then the next big thing really does come.
Exactly.
You've got to be all over that.
Yeah, exactly. So we had augmented reality porta-potties. They project on the door, and they had a sonar sensor inside of them, right? The little saying is the line between information and too much information is shorter than the line for these porta-potties. But augmented reality is kind of faded, right, all of a sudden. Like, people aren't talking about it as much anymore, and it's because it wasn't terribly useful.
It wasn't really augmented reality in the true sense, though, was it?
No, we don't have the implants yet, and the best you could do is hold up your cell phone, and all anyone was using it for was to find Starbucks, and everyone doesn't need to find a Starbucks. All you do is turn around to find a Starbucks, so... Waste of technology, right? But we wanted to make a commentary about that, so we thought, well, let's augment the porta potties. So it says unoccupied, and as soon as someone steps in, a sonar recognizes that they're there. They close the door, and we flip on the front of the porta potty. That's the implant. By projecting on top of the porta potties, everyone can see the status there. But unbeknownst to the person who's entered, we're measuring not just the distance to the door, but the distance to the front of the seat. So when they're standing, it sits there and says standing. And it shows this great infographic of them with their iPhone, because we know what you're doing in there.
Next year, I want to see volume and drugs tests.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a weight sensor on next year, too, because, you know, liquid is 7 pounds to the gallon. And
you have got a captive subject. The amount of information, you could probably even facial recognize the person from a wall-mounted camera and project their flicker pictures on the outside.
Totally, it would be great. We need to totally.
Or just if you want a picture of them using the toilet, their Facebook account.
Yeah. So yeah, and right now all it is standing, sitting, but that's entertaining. And we run a clock on them too. Oh, wow. That's the kind of stuff we do at the party. It's just And so, like, we couldn't have planned that a year before, because we wouldn't have known the position of augmented reality.
I'm still quite surprised there's printed tickets. Is the cost of RFID just too much for tracing everybody's movements throughout the festival?
You know what? I know a little about it, because actually last year's frog party, we handed out 3,000 RFID tags and tracked everyone's position around the party. They're about $1 each.
Yeah.
So it added a massive amount of upfront cost to provision.
Not if you gave a, instead of a platinum ticket, you know, like an Uber Geek ticket, where for an extra $5, they got delivered all of this data that they'd been collecting.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
I would pay an extra $5.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. That fixes the logistics right there. And so that from there, it's just like getting the readers into position.
That
right?
way, there's none of this, you know, have you got your ticket? It's in my pocket. You really have to see it. Isn't there not some magic thing that's just going to scan me as I come in?
I know that. Where's the technology, right?
Yeah.
And
I remember the first thing I did when I got here, the very first thing I did, I was given a pad and paper and told to fill my name and all my details out so that I could collect my badge, which had my... And I was like, wow, look at this. This is definitely the interactive festival. I have a pencil interacting with paper, and this has been a long time since I had this experience. Obviously, this has nothing to do with you.
It's interesting.
The frog party should just stretch across the whole festival and be an augmented layer.
I'm going to have to get some
gonna more
have to
staff.
Surrender. Oh yeah, some need some more staff and money for that one. I don't know.
It's huge.
I'm
going to
fight for the big guy here and say that. And this is an interesting point. I take advantage of it at our party every year. Technology fails, and it fails often, and it fails quick. And I think the pen and paper is security for them. That every year they try something new, it fails.
QR code, for example.
Right, exact QR code, exactly. And so there's different levels of fail, and you can't employ too much technology in the area where you can't fail. And
great title for a book. Different levels of fail. The successes and failures of South by Southwest administration.
So here's how we're going to make that book work, by the way. Both you and I are going to write it and publish it at the same time. Completely different books, both titled different levels of fail.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes out for that at the borders.
Of course, it'll be an e-book. Or what? Or maybe not.
Something like that, for sure. But at our party, like, we'll put all kinds of technology out there. Every year, three things fail. This year, the theremin Rubens tube failed because it was too windy, of all things. And half of the step sequencer lights just completely stopped working. The South by Southwest audience is amazingly forgiving, though, because they understand technology and they understand that it can fail. You don't have to teach them about technology. And I think the organizers, they could get a little more courage about employing technology, because the crowd will be understanding. But on a personal level, know why they're not doing it the line, because, you know, 1 year with a 9-hour line, be waiting for a server to come up, and you won't have very many people the next year.
No.
That's my defense of the big guy.
Yeah, fair.
Not that they need a lot of it.
And you're saying there's an explosion. I wonder if this will carry on to next year, then.
I hope so. Over the years in Austin, I've seen a 3-year trend where it gets big, and then everyone thinks it was too crowded, and then it gets a little smaller, and then it gets big again. And it depends on your personality where the best year to be is. You know, do you come in 2 years when it's going to be at its next smallest? Or maybe it's just taken off now. Mm. And I personally hope it takes off. I like people. I like the social aspect of it. And I love the spectacle of all these people walking downtown. And I love to show off the city. And so I hope it stays big.
Definitely. I like the idea of the app this year, although I probably only opened it twice because it didn't make as much sense as I would have liked. I think the whole... I would love to have self kind of profiled previous experiences, what I've really liked, the people I would really like to connect with, so that in real time I knew what they were doing, where they were doing. I didn't have to look at Gowalla, which has been fantastic this year in one way, but standing there in the middle of a street, absolutely frozen, because I'm looking at 35 different parties that I could go to and I could not make. I'm indecisive anyway.
Oh yeah.
I have every condiment on my burgers.
We need them. We need some people from Netflix and Roku to do a recommendation system for us for South by Southwest.
Well, we've seen what you like in the past. We've watched your tweet content. We've done this. We think you. This is your timetable. There's so much going on.
It's the squelch, right? The data overwhelm. As soon as you sign up and aggregate, first you're really fascinated with the information, then you're overwhelmed, and then you realize that
maybe I should just go to the park and sit with the tramps.
More likely, you're going to end up at a bad party where everyone's sitting down and just like tweeting to each other.
I was there.
It's a big risk of that at technology conferences. It's very difficult party-wise to get people talking to each other, but I should not give away the secret.
Okay.
But the secret is of the function of critical mass. There's certain things that lower people's inhibitions, and alcohol is the obvious one. Certain forms of noise and blinking lights are the other obvious ones, and we run into these at every concert. A third one is personal space. If you can get two people to invade each other's personal space, it first makes them uncomfortable, which is a thrill. And then it lowers their inhibitions. There's great classic psychology experiment where they show people pictures of faces, and one of them, they direct people to look at a dot, and they flash a faster, and then they direct people to look in their eyes for 10 seconds and rate attractiveness. When you look at someone's eyes for 10 seconds, you will rate them an order much more attractive than if you just glance at them. So if you can get people closer, just the right close together where they're invading their personal space levels but not smelling each other's BO, they will start interacting with each other even if they don't know each other. Critical mass.
Wow, well, I could talk to you forever. It's fascinating. And, there's definitely a lot going on that I need to make sure I'm more plugged into, because it's been hard work finding the treasures that I have. Although I probably would be totally burnt out if I went to all the good stuff.
Well, this has been a happy accident to meet you here at this thing, and fun talking to you. So,
thank you very much. See you at, hopefully, one of your parties.
Or drop by Frog Design. It's above the Apple pop-up store, which...
Excellent. There's an excuse to go there and not buy an iPad, but see you guys.
Yeah, walk by the line and go, hello, everyone. Wait in line for commerce. You can buy them online, you know.
Thank you.